83. The ship to Romania. "He looks pretty good for someone who was embalmed 100 years ago, Jean said. She and Sally had embarked at New York and were headed across the sea to Romania. Old vampire stories had been embedded in her memory since childhood. Her mother had embellished them, but Jean still believed them to be true. Now she found herself escorting the corpse of a Romanian who had immigrated to the United States more than a century ago. He looked so alive. She wondered if he would emerge from his coffin at night as a vampire. Judging from the emblem on his coffin and the handmade embroidery on his shirt, he must have been someone of great eminence," Sally said. "It has been at least 1,000 years since anyone embroidered such an intricate design by hand." "That's not all," Jean said. "All of the shipping invoices are embossed with a special seal. He's not just any eminent man. I think he might be royalty." "I remember reading something in my history book," Sally said. "Centuries ago, a Romanian prince embezzled money from the royal treasury to fund his bizarre research. The royal family found out and disavowed him. They even amended the royal journals to remove his name. He did a lot of research into the embryological origins of a rare blood disorder in vampire bats. He dissected their embryos and documented every stage of their embryonic life. He wrote several disquisitions. They embodied all of his theories, but the ultimate solution eluded him." "Are you telling me the truth, or are you just trying to frighten me?" Jean asked. Her eyes widened as she felt a sudden emission of air coming from the nostrils of the corpse. "Embrace me," the corpse said.